So a couple questions about these kinds of situations. I assume that you can't make a diagnosis of cancer by liquid biopsy.
Not yet, but I think that day is coming. So if you have a high suspicion, for some reason the tumor is inaccessible, and you do a liquid biopsy and you find somatic mutations that are specific to cancer, for instance, EGFR mutation, you've got a de facto diagnosis. I mean, you've got a mass, you've got a liquid biopsy that shows molecular abnormalities that are specific for cancer. Obviously, if you see a BRCA1, that could be a germline mutation, but a somatic mutation could very well be specific for cancer. So the gold standard, of course, is still tissue or cytologic biopsy, but I foresee a time when we're going to substitute liquid biopsy. In small cell, you can actually find circulating tumor cells. So there you can truly see the cancer in the blood and extensive stage disease. But this sort of person with squamous cell might have had a high TMB, but could have had other reasons for that too.
What about KRAS? You see that in people without cancer?
I'm not 100% sure. I think you can see it in white cells, but generally not. But again, that's much more common in non-squamous. It's the most common mutation that exists, about 25% to 35%. But sadly, it's not yet actionable, although we're clearly trying. So I guess if somebody had cancer and was KRAS, had P53, had other mutations, you could make a circumstantial diagnosis, but I'd still want the tissue.
So I'm curious whether when you saw that PD-L1 level of 80%, you thought to yourself, if I'd known that in the beginning, maybe I would have tried it before even giving them radiation therapy.
Possibly, yes.
I mean, what's the chance you would actually have a good response with a PD-L1 level of 80%?
50% or higher, the response rates are 40% to 50%.
Yeah, interesting.
So pretty good chance, actually.
And same thing as we were talking about before. Of course, he was a heavy smoker, but if you had a very, very frail patient for other reasons or age or whatever who had, EGFR mutation like this.
Oh, for sure. I would have given him a TKI. I mean, with the heavy smoking history, that wasn't likely.
Right.
And particularly with the histology. But in other scenarios, absolutely, he would have gotten osimertinib.